2017, Board of Equalization meeting at 3:01 and Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02.
Here we go.
We're on.
Okay, it is 3:01. Call to order the Dakota County Board of Equalization for May 8th. Let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sheree, can you call roll?
Kevin?
Here.
Martin?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Martin. Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Let me call you Martin.
Martin, I like Martin.
A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We will start with the consent agenda, the approval of the previous minutes for April 10th, 2017.
So moved.
Second.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Okay, new business. Jeff Curry requesting the board to approve a tax list correction of the data entry error for property ID 22001359 and 22001278.
All right. Let's go. Yes, sir. Here you go. Again, there'll be two of them. Okay. Get some market for you, and then I'll get a hand down here. All right. Sort of move the bill again, or something. Should be one there and one behind it.
There we go.
And here's the hand out.
And then you're just going to give us an update on what changes.
Yep. Get you here in a second. Three, and I'll give you guys four on this side, so Scott gets one. Yeah, we have to give him that. Anybody want to get an update?
Remember to tell me that one before.
Oh. All right. We have the handout is a letter from an attorney's office out of Omaha. The village of Emerson purchased two little buildings there on the end of Main Street. I think it was called under Langmack before. And when they purchase it, if they don't lease it or generate any revenue, then they're supposed to submit to the assessor's office a list of property that would then become exempt, or if they lease it, they got to tell me, so we leave it on the tax roll. We didn't receive a notice from them, so we left it on the tax roll, and then nobody contacted us but their attorney, apparently. Mm-hmm. So we went back, I called the attorney's office, talked with them, verified the dates. And this is going to fall under 77202, probably 11 for statutes, best describes it. They're right around the levy set date, so they would be exempt. If it was too far past the levy set date, then if we set a levy and that property exists, then we can levy a tax against it. They beat that date, so therefore they should be exempt.
Okay.
And that falls for both of them. The buildings are actually connected to one another.
If you or I did that, it'd just be too bad, so sad.
Yes, that's true. That's a governmental subdivision, or they're a village, but they get that grace.
So it's pretty cut and dry.
Yep. It's one of those things. There's not much we could fight. We'd kind of lose this anyway by statute. So
do Langmax go for 16 then yet?
The 16 payable and 17, what they're paying now is exempted. The previous, yes. If anything, that I think it's actually paid in full. I'm trying to remember. Them last two pages, 15 payable and 16, yeah, they should have paid that. But the current taxes they're paying on now, which I believe, according to their attorney, they haven't paid anything yet, okay. Village, so we shouldn't have to write a check back to anybody.
All right, good.
Or anything.
All right.
Okay.
And that's all we have on that one.
Motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the tax list correction of the two property IDs. The first one is 22001359, and also 22001278. Established owner as a tax exempt in the village of Emerson.
I second it.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Martin.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
And then we'll move on to mail and or emergency business. No? Public comment? All right. I think we're adjourned.
Okay. We're going to start. Start with the Board of Commissioners meeting here. It's 3:07. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the wall back there on the west end. If anybody cares to follow along, will you call roll, please, Sheree?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Martin?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, consent agenda items. We got the approval of the previous minutes from April 24, 2017. Approval of the payroll claims, and if there's any accounts payables. I went through the accounts payables today. Everything was in order. So I just need a motion for the consent agenda items for the minutes and the payroll claims.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill.
Second.
Second by Tony. We call roll, please, Sheree.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Martin?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, new business. A, Sophie Vargas, they're not here yet, so we're going to move on to B, the South Sioux City Hy-Vee requesting approval for a special liquor license for an event in the Dakota County's Thurston Fair, August 4th, 2017, from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. Is it Rob, is that right?
Yeah.
He's here from Hy-Vee. I think we have all the paperwork. I think it's a normal formality that we do annually with Hy-Vee, I do believe. Sheree, is all the paperwork in line?
Mm-hmm.
So pretty simple, right?
Pretty simple.
Pretty simple. Well, at least you got to enjoy the day a little bit. get out of the office, right? So anyway, yeah, it's just normal formality for Hy-Vee. We know that they do the right thing out there, so.
It's normal to give the Hy-Vee the specialist name we can license for, what day is this?
It's August 4th from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m.
3 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay, I got a motion by Tony for the liquor license for Hy-Vee for the fair.
Second.
Second by Martin. Will you call roll, please?
Kevin?
Yes.
Martin?
Yes.
Martin. Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, we're good there. Hey, thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Just go, you know, you go back to, just don't go back for a while. Just say that meeting was long. Long and boring. Jesus. Don't make me do that again. Okay, we're going to move on to miscellaneous here. We got Fred Kellogg with the Highway Superintendent Road Report.
April 23rd through May 6th, 319 total hours of road maintenance. 5.5 hours of debris removal, gravel hauled 3,070 tons, signs barricade 16 hours, road concerns, grading Erie Drive, Eagle Drive, F Avenue, gravel Erie Drive, Eagle, L Avenue, hard surface, potholes Tompkins Drive, Old Sawmill Road and Lake Avenue, which is all Tompkins Edition.
What's our game plan for them out there? Are we just going to get
planning on this week sometime at least do some patch and get some of them filled up.
Is our intent for us to go out there and do that? Are you going to get a hold of Frank's?
I was planning on doing it ourselves this first go around.
OK. Okay. I don't know, sometimes you feel like you're spinning your wheels when you do that, don't you think?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, I do too. I feel like it's...
I'm running a little over budget, so I don't quite know. My other budget hasn't been approved, so I was just trying to hold it down a little bit and still pacify motorists and residents by putting something in them.
Okay.
Is my thought.
Yeah, it's a good thought process. I just know that sometimes you spin your wheels by going out there and dumping stuff in, and within a week it'll be all out again, you know, if you don't get it rolled in properly. To me, it's just...
We do have a roller available yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good.
That'll help.
Use the hot mix, then.
Yeah. Yeah. And the hot mix is available.
Yeah, so clean it out and get it dried out.
So,
and I think they'll last.
We get a few of the roads covered, and my thought, hopefully by then...
Or Theory Drive and Eagle Drive, is that...
Mills Beach.
Mills Beach. So for all the rain that we had, that's all the phone calls you had?
Yes.
For the 2 inches of rain. Huh. I'd say that we're not doing too bad then. Right?
I was happy.
Okay, well, good. So this week then you'll get out to Tompkins and Old Sawmill and Lake Avenue and get those people pacified for the time being. Until
I also looked at another project with Commissioner Gomez. We're going to try and get out there. It's a ditch cleaning out by Jackson.
Okay.
Trees are removed. That's the trees are removal. Okay. We're probably going to rent a side dump for a day. Get rid of trees out there.
Sounds like a plan. Any other questions for Fred on the road report?
I got to tell you, I've been on a lot of roads the last couple of weeks, and I think the roads that I've been on, I haven't on them all. The roads I've been on are in super good shape. Probably as good as I've ever seen them.
Good.
Honestly. Good gravel. Good blading.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Fred.
Yep, thanks, Fred. Okay, B, we're going to skip over. Sheriff Kleinberg didn't, he was out busy today, so he said next meeting he'll get a report for us. We're going to move on to C. We got Greg Coins in to address the in-house phone system for the communication center. Greg, how are you?
Doing well.
We're going to be a little bit less confrontational today, I bet you.
Well, we'll see.
Something can change.
What this is a project we're doing at the Law Enforcement Center. It's the replacement of the in-house phone system. The process has started with the LC board, which it does, and then it goes to the commissioners and city council for approval. The project's part of the bigger project for the city, so our numbers for this project is based on the entire project. That's why we got the better pricing with the bigger project.
So the city went along with it. That was the holdup.
Right.
As long as the city went along with it,
right.
And it was all going to fit together,
right.
As a whole.
So the city approved it, the finance committee, with the full city council approved it last, which I believe it is. So now we're bringing it forward to the commissioners for their approval for this project. Now the money, we're not asking for any additional funds for this. The funds have been placed in a LEC project, which is funded by the commissioners and also by the city council. And the money goes to the funds for these projects. So the funds are already there. We're not asking for additional monies from you guys. So this would cost us $20,456.06 for the entire project. The funds are currently in that holding spot for these projects. So I'm asking through the Christian Commissioners for approval to move forward with this project.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing as like what Greg said, that this went in front of the LEC board some time ago, and then he's done his stops between the city and us, and it was no different than the camera system. And then what was the other thing that we
cooling
did?
Tower.
Cooling tower.
That's right. I should remember that.
What's the balance in that fund at this point?
After this project, it'll be roughly $16,000 in there. And then it's go back in the fall, I think in September, October, thereabouts, is when the county and city reallocate funds back to the project.
Were those previous projects that they didn't start, the cooling tower and the...
Yeah, we're hoping the delivery of the pumps will be in this week or first next week. The heat exchanger will not be here for another 2 or 3 weeks. So we're hoping to have those all in place before the heat of the summer.
Yeah, pretty simple. Okay, so Greg needs someone to make a motion here, make the approval of us to for them to go ahead with their phone system with the funds that are already set aside from the county and the city.
That's my motion.
Okay, Tony, we got a motion by Tony for approval, and then we got a second by...
I'll second.
Kevin?
Kevin. Will you call roll, please, Sheree?
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
Have a good afternoon.
You too.
Okay, we're going to go to D. Board to approve resolution 17C-006, authorizing the county officials, employees to sell surplus property at the surplus sale on June 2nd, 2017. Board declares such a surplus personal property and not unusable by the county. So, anyways, again, we do that once or twice a year? Yeah, downstairs.
Twice a year, I think.
Yeah, something like that. But anyways, it's just all the stuff that people no longer need. So it's a surplus downstairs. And usually we always collect about $10 to $15 by the time it's all said and done. Maybe 25, I don't know. So anyways, we just need a motion for the resolution 17C-006 to have a surplus sale.
I'll make a motion.
Go ahead.
Kevin?
We got a motion by Kevin, and we got a second by Bill to approve the resolution for surplus sale. Will you call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, E, we have, everybody has in their packet, approval of the UNL Extension Office Lease Agreement between Papio River District, Dakota County Board of Commissioners to lease a 1,484 square feet of free space for $7,200 per year with utilities included, located at 1505 Broadway Street, Dakota City, for a period of 3 years beginning July 1st of 2017, ending on June 30th of 2020. And we all know what our whole game plan was we were moving everything over here to put the extension office over there, and with the way our funds are right now, and Bill and I talked to the Papio people, several conversations, they want to keep them there. So we, at one time, that was like $1,000 a month, and we got them down to $600 a month for 3 years. For the next 3 years, $600 a month, $7,200 a year. So until we get back on track and figure out how much money it's going to take us to do the remodeling and to get things updated for them on the other end. I think it's going to happen eventually someday, but they wanted to do a three-year term.
Yeah, I think our last agreement with them was $10,000 a year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, and with that, Carol, with the extension service, has lowered her budget 10%, and her budget's lean to begin with.
Very lean.
And she's agreed to do that, and that almost makes us your annual payment, her increase in her budget. And
yeah.
I don't know how she'd be able to. Man, and your total budget isn't that high, and she's cut it back to make it work. So I,
so we worked with her. She's working with us. So it's gonna work out for the next 3 years for us. So, but anyways, with that said, if there's any concerns or comments or anybody wants to say anything, but otherwise, we just need a motion to approve the contract that we have here with
$600 a month.
Yeah.
So move to approve the contract for the standing office worth $600 a month instead of what it used to be. So that's my motion.
Okay. Second that. Okay, we got a motion by Tony, second by Martin. Will you call roll, please?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, F. We're going to move to F for fun. Board to approve and renewal of the EAP contract for Employees Assistance Program services between Dakota County and Mercy Business Health Services. You all have it in your packet. Again, it's a an annual thing, I do believe, isn't it, Sheree?
Yeah.
$106 employees. If everybody read through it, I think it's pretty. It's an annual formality. So, any questions or concerns, discussion? Otherwise, we just need approval for the EAP contract for the Employees Assistance Program between the county and the Mercy Business Health. Anyone? I'll make the motion.
I'll say.
Okay. All right.
Didn't look up fast.
Scott and Kevin, call roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, we're going to move right along here. Commissioner committee reports. I know Tony has a great report for us from Washington, D.C.
Not great at all. Anybody have any report? You guys know that I went to Washington, D.C. the whole week, and I think the delegation chose the wrong week to do business out there, you know, because everybody was busy with the healthcare situation. So myself, I had an appointment with Adrian Smith and Don Beacon, and the fact that we're busy trying to work out this healthcare situation, I met with him in person myself. I seen him on Capitol Hills, and they just updated us on what's going on in Nebraska. So far as getting anything done, you know, actually, it was not a very good week. But when I was there, I learned, which I always learn something. Mitch McConnell, here at the Senate, he gave us in a speech about the day the Congress passed the health bill, and he says, "Well, I just want to tell you folks, I didn't want to waste my time to read the bill because it's not going to work. We're going to create our own bill. It's going to be way different than what they got done." So, and most of the senators are going to do the same thing, you know, because it's just the beginning. We need to do something, but it's not the bill that we want to pass. So we got long ways to go with that. So in other words, the Senate is going to come out with a different bill than what the Congress passed. And when that happens, the leaders of the Senate and the leaders of the Congress are going to get together among themselves and compare apples to apples and come out with a better solution for the people of the United States, and then became involved. But like the majority leader of the Senate, he says this is a long ways to go on this, you know, and who knows what's going to happen. And on the state dinner, the Congress and the Senate, the senators, they always come over, you know, at least from the Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota. This time, the only guy show up, there was Chuck Grassley from Iowa. And many others showed up. And I assume they were busy or they were afraid about asking about this health care bill, you know. I don't know what it was, but there was a really poor week. I mean, really, I have nothing to report, actually. I wish I could meet with Congress and senators because I had my agenda. You know, I bring some like tax reform, the health care that was included there, the free trade, which is NAFTA, and the immigration reform. You know, there were the four issues that I was going to take to the senators and congressmen, but I didn't get a chance. So that's what I need to
do. You see Trump?
I seen him. I asked him about the gray wall that you're talking about.
Well, no, you asked. This is what you said. You just said to me.
It's not going to happen.
Tony asked me. Y'all got to understand this. Tony asked me when at the last meeting. He says, "Hey, I'm going to Washington. If I see Trump, you want me to tell him anything?" I said, "Tell him to keep the good work up on the wall. Don't give up on that wall." And then, can I tell you what Tony said to me then?
I just
on record.
USOB. I asked the senator. I said, "Are we really going to have this gray wall between the south border?" He says, "If he's going to build himself, yes. But at this point, there's $27 billion. He says, "We have no money."
Right.
But we don't know.
Yeah.
Answer your question, Tony. We don't know. So that's the answer. No gray wall.
No gray wall. All right. Well, thanks for going, though, Tony. Seriously, I think it's a great thing, like you've always said. Since day one, your first trip out there, it's good to put a face from Dakota County out there. So, yeah, I appreciate you going. Yeah. I know you went on your own dime, and we appreciate that. That was all the nice of you. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. I have a report from Dakota County, the safetyagency.org. We met down in Homer at the Homer Fire Department last Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't remember what day it was, but... Anyways, everything's going well. They got a very nice facility down there. They give us a tour. They got a few miscellaneous things they need to do yet. I know Emerson said they're supposed to be starting here Emerson Hubbard rule. They're going to be starting in the next, what do they say? Can they have like 300 or 30 some weeks to get it done or something? They're supposed to be starting any time, I think. And Dakota City, I told them to get out of our building. Otherwise, we're going to start charging rent before August 1st or whatever day it is.
I went to their breakfast the other day, and I ran into Clint Rasmussen, and I told him there was some tile down in the back.
Yeah, right.
The thing that they might need to get taken care of before they move out, and he didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah, probably not. But anyways, there was some monies left over, and I think that was sitting in a bank here in the county, and we dispersed that out of whatever monies that they were taking, that was taken out of it from each entity. So we're going to disperse those monies and leave X amount of dollars in there, and then they just deal with that Bank of Oklahoma. So, but it's the collection, I think they said, what, $500,000, wasn't it, for the year? And I think our bond payment's $250,000, so that was a great way to pay for everything. I mean, otherwise it would never, ever, ever, ever happen. Homer would not have what they have. This fire department over here wouldn't be. I mean, it's what a great way to pay for it. But anyways, I was surprised that they got it done as quick as they did, even though they just added on. But, and the funny thing is, like I said to Emerson, I figured that they would be the first ones, because they wanted to roll with things. I mean, they were gung-ho.
They had the money, even.
They had everything. They had everything ready to go. But their board members, I guess, they couldn't really see eye to eye, so they're the last to be done.
When's Dakota City going to move in?
The end of June, I think.
Oh, that quick?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the end of June.
I met with the veterans group up there at the South Sioux Legion Hall, and they had representatives from all of the Legion Halls within the area. They're doing some fundraising to help the veterans. There's 20 veterans currently in nursing homes in Dakota County. So they're doing some fundraising to get some money for those guys, and very well-organized and good crew to work with.
Sure. Was there any beer drinking going on there?
They did. They walked in with a beer, and they said... Well, we used to have a beer after the meeting, but we figured it just worked better having one beer.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right, thank you for that. And is there any other committee reports? Okay, we're going to move on to mail emergency business. And we're going to go to public comment. Any public comment? I think, Ken, you're here to state something. Ken Baker? I thought that we read your letter.
Okay. That pretty much covers it. Bill probably knows the situation better than anybody.
He does, and that's when I read the letter, and then as soon as he walked in, we all looked at Bill and said, "What's the story here?" But and he explained it to us.
Yeah, he did. I was approached by Mike Storm at a Homedye ditch meeting, and he asked me if we could put a tube in the driveway going into the Homedye.
Basswood Ridge
area. And there's a spring that actually flows south now, and I think that's the way it's flown for the last 200 years. And with this tube, it would probably divert this water, a lot of it, to the north towards Kinney. I told Mike when I left, and he asked me to dig out the ditch on his side of the road going to Pigeon Creek on his north property line, where that spring water, trying to get it into the Pigeon Creek. And I told him, you know, before we do anything, you know, we just can't go up and start putting tubes in, so we're going to study a little bit. Well, I happened to see Kenny in the meantime, and I asked him what he thought. And the tube deal was definitely out. He said, you know, the ditch cleaning out, if the NRD would put a tube into the Pigeon Creek where it drained, you know, I'd be fine too. But until that tube was put in the Pigeon Creek, I don't think we want to do anything down there, because there's no place for it to go. It just spread out, and it could cross the road. It could saturate and get on Kenny's. If we do that now. So I think, you know, the tube thing on going into Basswood Ridge is definitely out, because we can't divert water any other way than when it's presently going. We just don't put tubes in for anybody that requests them. We have to study it first. So that's definitely out. And dredging of the ditch on his north property towards Kenny's up there going to the Pigeon Creek, we'll put that on hold until we... the NRD, if they put a tube into that Pigeon Creek. And I'll, you know, Mike was going to pursue that. If he gets it done, fine. We'll revisit it again then. But right now, we just won't do anything.
If you guys don't do it, you know, he's already done some digging on that. I'm kind of dirty here, so sorry.
It's okay.
He already did some digging on this road ditch, and he's plugged a tube trying to get that water to come closer to me. And I've had my share of problems with water the last 10 years, and it seems like these guys buy this ground and with a wetness problem, and then they want to solve the problem by pushing the water onto their neighbors, and that's what's happened up with Pat Dorsey, and I get some of that water. So that water's coming from the north. This guy wants to push water from the south, and so I'm to the point to where, you know, I can handle the water that comes on my property naturally if everybody else, you know, does their share of the problem too. And what I'm concerned about, Mike's already plugged the tube in that road ditch and pushed the water closer to me, and then he wants to dredge that ditch out. But that ditch, when the fiber optic went through our neighborhood, we put the fiber optic company wanted to put that fiber optic cable out in the fields, and that's what everybody did except for the storms. They made them put it in that road ditch. So there's fiber optic cable in that ditch too that would be a problem. So, but I wish these guys would work these problems from the bottom up, because and have a target, have a place where they can dispose of that water properly. Instead, he wants to divert that water, get it off his property down in a low spot with no place for it to go. And that's the same thing Pat Dorsey did, sort of. It's a bit larger scale because Pat's pumping water. And this is natural spring water that he wants to divert down here. But there's nowhere for it to go. You get on this bottom and water does funny things. It'll go underneath roads and everything else just looking for that low spot. And so I just appreciate it if we have an outlet for this water, you know, to get it into Pigeon Creek before we start creating a large body of water. And I guess that's...
I think we're on the same page, aren't we, then?
Yeah. I've got a question for Fred. There's been some, and I don't know what it was, 2 years ago or five. Kenny, do you know on the west side of the road there when that digging was done?
It had to be 8 years ago. I don't know. But I just took it for granted you guys did it because the maintenance... Maintainers had to go by afterwards and see this work had been done, and if it wasn't authorized, I would think you would have reversed it. But
I don't know. Fred might. Did we have a backhoe in there at one time?
I can't recollect any way that we diverted water.
Yeah. It wasn't directed from us or Fred. If somebody did it, if it was one of the road guys.
So where he's digging now is a county road ditch.
Nobody's digging now, but he's proposing this. Yes, but I was just wondering, if you guys don't do the work, then what's my recourse if he gets somebody else to do the work?
Well, he can't.
Somebody can. He can.
They can't do it.
He can't do the county road ditch.
They have to get a permit from you guys to dig in the county road ditch.
Yeah, they shouldn't do anything on the county right away. They should be authorized by the county. Yeah.
So if you see some digging going on,
if you see anything, let us know right away.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Kenny.
Kenny, hey, be safe at Sturgis, too, all right? You got that Hulk Hogan mustache going on, looking good. Be safe out there. Okay, any other public comment?
Oh, hold on. Kenny, did you say that he already plugged one of the tubes?
Yeah, the old spring, the original spring that everybody knows about, it runs north towards me. Well, there's a tube right under the road, just north of that spring that used to go out in his side of the road ditch.
Good job.
That one. Sorry. He's pushed the water further north on
down around the corner.
The tuber side of it.
Yeah.
Is that a county tube that he plugged?
It had to be. I don't know if you can see it.
I want to get adjourned before the Argus is showing.
But there's another one.
This
one. There were two tubes. He plugged the south tube, and he's trying to push that water further north. There's another tube there north.
Is the other one up by the road ditch where it goes east?
I've seen
it. Yeah. And it's a functioning tube.
So it's working.
Yeah. I know. I keep looking.
Do you want us to investigate that other tube? Leave it. Because if there's a tube there, it's been there. It could be open again.
Be more trouble than it's worth. There's another tube just north.
All right.
Okay, Larry.
Larry, obligations. Okay. Bill is pretty much right about the kind of road, but Mills Road. And 180th aren't very good at all. As bad as I've ever seen it. Going north out of Hubbard, mainly travel road. Or north out of Hubbard. Them's been pretty good, but it looks like Lux has been taking care of them. grade down.
He probably shouldn't be.
Well, he's doing a pretty decent job.
Well, I know, but there's a liability issue there.
Maybe he's got insurance. Okay. And then I don't know what that road is, Fred, that goes through the Cramper area up there along the base of the hill.
We're at there?
Right by Willis there, the little Cramper. Well, there's two different Crampers live there.
Oakdale.
In the old church, Elkdale. Now, that road's not been graded yet this year. It does have some potholes in it. They're going to get worse.
We've actually been, we pulled up. It's been graded quite a few times. We had some problems out there with the railroad when they were building their new bridge this spring.
This is over by Crampers on north of 20.
Oh, north.
I'm not. No, you guys, no, I know you guys have been on that.
North of 20.
North of 20.
It's between 20 and 12.
The Cramper place. Not the
veterinarian there?
Yes. Yeah, they ain't been there yet this year. Then, Scott, you're the road committee. The top dog, right?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're the president and everything.
No.
I don't know how you can leave home every morning and out on the highway. I guess you must be looking at the traffic both ways or something, but there's a major water hole right in front of Heavy Metal and the truck boys. It's been that way since last fall. Fred and the boys.
They fixed it this year once before.
I asked for some on the other end up on Sawmill. This is on Elton. And that worked out just fine on Sawmill up there. We go into Rotunda Place. But, and then there was a little left over, I guess, because there was a little bit of the South Dakota road gravel stuff used. It didn't last very long. We wanted enough of it. But there's a major water hole there. See?
Right in front of the truck wash.
Yeah.
So it probably needs to be built up off of the highway going.
It is about 2 belly dumps full of crusher fines.
Scott Meyer texted me. And I text you, didn't I, or call you and tell you that Scott Meyer said that Sawmill Road needed some attention?
Well, that's probably what he's talking about.
Well, it'll be an easy fix.
But what's happened, it's real sad.
Yeah. And no, honestly, I mean, when I leave my house, I'm looking at traffic. Yeah. I'm not looking at, I don't look over there very much. I drive my four-wheeler over there once in a while. Yes. But
you have an outland hunting season.
Oh, yeah.
But it really needs to get good. Traffic and trucks will work.
I know.
Carry the sand on out of there. It's real sandy. And unfortunately, it is, but it soaks away in a matter of a few hours, like overnight.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it drains great because of the sandy.
It don't drain nowhere, it just soaks away.
But that's what I mean. It goes in the ground. But when Fred leaves here, he can drive out there and take a peek at it. We'll maybe get some.
I talked to Bazzani's over there. They've got that crushing fine over there. $2 a ton, what he told me.
Wow.
Now, a guy can't go up here and buy dirt. Get dirt from Hunter Lux. He charged $125 a load for half a load. See, when he did the bridge, so he can't afford to do that. But I thought maybe, I mean, I've been letting go all this time thinking it's going to get fixed. I haven't said nothing. But then I got to thinking, well, maybe there's an animosity between you and Heavy Metal because he works on trucks too. And then the truck war stinks, maybe trying to run out. So
you're thinking way too far outside the box. But no, that is not the case. Heavy Metal is not a competitor. As far as the stink goes, I hear about it from everybody.
Motor and Bill's truck, that's why I really made you mad.
No, Bill and I haven't talked yet about that.
Yeah. He didn't know anything about it.
So I can
see, we don't do motor work, so yeah, Heavy Metal and Love Brothers is perfect. We don't do motor work.
Well, you can set a motor in a frame. I know you can.
Well, we don't, though.
I know what you can. You know, you're qualified.
We'll definitely take a peek at it, though, Larry. Thank you.
I feel better. I know there's no...
Yeah, there's no animosity going on whatsoever.
You're not abusing your power.
No, there's no power here, pal. Thank you. Okay, listen. No. All right, listen. Meeting's adjourned. Go ahead.
I just want to make one quick comment. This is probably off of a box like we're doing today, but... Okay. With the LEC, the transfer of the sheriff coming here, I just hope that if we're still paying that rent there, I just hope that the South Sioux would sort of see their acquiesce because help us out because we're paying for the whole chunk and stuff like that. Seemed like this might be incorrect, but that we're paying so much money per whole chunk, right? And then And we're also kind of looking at paying for the LEC. I just wonder if they could just kind of excuse us or
not. Well, thank you for that, because we really didn't want to talk about it in our public comment because it's, nothing's really happened yet. But Bill, go ahead. Bill and I met with breakfast the other morning, and Bill can tell you.
Scott and I met with Mayor Rod Hoke and Riz Davis, the Sheriff Kleinberg was there, but the Chief of Police,
Ed,
wasn't able to be there. But we had a good meeting, and Scott asked if they would let us off the hook completely on the rent. I mean, we started there, which is a good place to start, because we can go up. So they're entertaining that. They're going to talk to their people. You know, we won't get up for nothing, but for sure it's going to be prorated because, you know, we have our communication center there. We'll always have that, probably.
Our dispatching is all done out of there, so we're still having some services from that facility.
But they understand that we're in a little budget crunch right now. Yeah. I do believe we're going to get some relief there. Just how much, I don't know.
See, and it is a big question mark, but if you look at the dollar amount that we, I'm just going to use round numbers. We pay them $450,000 a year, okay, to reside in that building. And if you look at the communications expense, meaning we are invested half and half on all the equipment. Now, the personnel to run the communications is about $330,000 a year per entity, okay, to run it. So you got roughly $660,000. So, you know, could there be $150,000 savings there for us? Possibly. You know, there's so many details that need to be worked out because there's office space there that we no longer, I understand, believe me, we've been wanting to make this happen. And with a lot of different things that's going on, not saying they've been pushing us off, but we finally just sat down and said, okay, we need to start this. And it might take us a couple years. You know, I mean, hopefully we'll get some relief on financial, the money burden part of it beforehand, but before we're completely out of there, it might take a couple years. You know, I talked to Bruce Davis the other night, and he would like a 2 or 3 year agreement by saying, hey, we're going to be out of there in X amount of years, which theoretically we don't have to give them that. I mean, our lease agreement with them has not been signed for probably 3 or 4 years.
We can pull out today.
Yeah. But the problem is we need the communication center. Is what the problem is. I don't think that would ever cash flow for us to come down here and get our own communications and have our own people operating it. So that's, believe me, it's in the works. But I appreciate you asking that question.
And we've talked about this for a long time, and we kind of backed off with their other issues they have going on right now, obviously. But with that, you know, it's time now to move ahead. And we just met with them last week.
Right.
The other fund where, you know, the county and city are putting so much in for the maintenance of the building that we're not
right.
I mean, that's one that I'm sure they'll look at too. But
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot of details that's going to have to be outlined in that, without a doubt. But
and I think they're receptive. They know that it should be adjusted.
Right.
Hopefully we'll get more than enough.
Well, I just think spirit of cooperation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no.
And believe me, that was brought up too, you know. And even the mayor even made the comment. He says, I know that you guys stuck your neck out on that Ho-Chunk investment down there along the river, and believe me, I don't forget about that.
Right, okay.
You know, so, and that's one thing he did say. Is that correct, Bill?
That is correct.
Yep.
No, that is not, just even more important.
Yeah, I know, and he looked right at me when he said that, too. It made me feel guilty again.
No, I didn't do that on that reason.
The mayor did.
No. But thank you, Ronnie, for pointing that out. Thanks, Larry. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, everybody, for Sean Kinney. We are adjourned, and we'll meet back up on the 22nd, which I will not be here. I'll miss you guys. I don't want no pictures, Tony, of my name tag in the garbage. Okay? All right.
Where you headed?
I'm going out west with my son. It's 21st birthday.
Jeff.
All right.
They're going to just take a picture of us.
It's going to be ugly.